from the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. It's another episode of what I now call, because I don't have a creative mind, Mr. 100 Presents. My phone just dinged. You want to give me a Hunter S, turn off your phone?
Turn off your phone!
That's pretty good.
Sorry for blowing your eardrums out,
that
everybody.
Was pretty loud. It's Shannon Young here, Mr. 100, which is a stupid nickname, actually. And the more I say it, the more I feel like a total douchebag. Like, I feel like I'm hitting Zach Price levels.
No.
Douchebaggery.
Because it isn't Mr. 100, these dicks.
Because it's not Mr. 100 Dicks.
Yeah, that would be Zach.
That's a whole nother logo I don't think I can make. And I don't think anyone would take that job. Maybe Billy.
Sorry, Billy.
And I'm here with, if you don't know this show, what we kind of do, it's my idea, sort of, that I stole from Asa, so it's his idea, technically. Yeah, is that I talk to someone. It's just me and one other person. Instead of just me, it's me and another guy. And today, I got, you all have been asking for it. You all have demanded. You want more Mankey. Dalton Manch. I got it right?
Yeah, Dalton Manch. Yeah, that's right.
AKA Dolphin Mankey.
Yeah, and this is actually a really big milestone for me, because it's the first Podzilla I've ever been on without Asa around.
That's true.
So this is like my...
You're on your own now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's me and you.
Safety
Nate,
net.
Nate thought he was brave when he went one-on-one with me, and then he cried. So...
I may cry.
I'm not going to make you cry.
That still doesn't mean I won't cry.
I don't promise I won't make you cry, but I'll try not to. Let's kick this off by talking about your nicknames.
Okay, yeah.
Because one thing we pride ourselves on here at Podzilla 1985 is that we all kind of have nicknames. You know, they call me... Mr. 100. Ace is the five-star man. Zach is Coach. Double H. Jesse. Does Jesse have a nickname?
Not that I'm aware of.
Marvelous.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Marvelous Jesse. I don't know. Jihad Jesse.
Jihad Jesse.
With that beard.
Oh, yeah. It's, Brodus Jesse.
Tyrus.
Tyrus, yeah.
Whatever you want to call him. But you have the most nicknames of anyone on the show, and we keep coming up with new ones. Dalton the Hedgehog is a new one.
Yeah. Well, you, a week ago you said I was, the Dean Malenko of the podcast.
Podzilla 19.
But, after last week I've become the Chris Jericho, because instead of the Man of 1,000 Holds, I'm the Man of 1,001 Holds.
Man of 1,001 Nicknames.
Well, yeah, nicknames, yeah.
The only thing you're holding, because Brittany isn't around, is... okay. So, we have Dolphin Mankey. I think that was your, first was just Dalton Mankey.
Yeah, it was just Dalton Mankey because my last, people can't say my last name properly.
Right. Because it's Manch, like ranch with an M.
Yeah. But yeah. There's an E at the end of it because it's French.
And that scares dumb people.
Yeah. Because Americans just don't see, they see an E at the end and they're just like, it's an E.
Yeah.
That means his name's Manchy.
America.
America.
Yeah. So we got Dolphin, then we came Dolphin Mankey.
Yeah.
Because I thought Dolphin sounded funny.
Yeah. And which is funny because whenever I was little, I had a babysitter, and this is true, had a babysitter. I couldn't say her name properly. It was Lindsay. So I'd say Winsy. So she would call me Dolphin. So it's a name that I've actually answered a dolphin before, which I thought that was funny how that kind of happened.
Well, I'm just in your brain. That's what I do.
It's fucking creepy.
You ever see Heroes?
No, but I know it's one of their, I've watched like the half of the first season.
So you remember Siler?
Yeah.
That's me. I pick your brain apart. That's what I do.
That's safe.
That's my thing. Yeah. Well, I don't cut the brain out yet. Legally, I can't. Also, we have, what is it, Pussbot 5000.
Yeah.
Please explain Pussbot 5000.
Well, if you didn't listen to the first terrifying Tanner Thursday, we were talking about horror movies, and I hate horror movies with a passion, which you're kind of softening me to by me coming
by
in.
By making you watch it.
By making you watch horror movies, yeah.
This is the kind of guy who, what were we watching? We were watching... The ABCs of Death.
Yeah.
For some reason. Which, Allie, I know that's one of your favorites. Allie's here with us, by the way.
Hey, Allie.
Hey, Allie. She doesn't have a mic, though, because she's a woman.
Thank God.
And they're not allowed.
Well, we gave them the right to vote. Do we really need to give them much else?
They can drive now, too.
What the?
Did you know that?
Why do we agree upon these laws? Did we not realize, like, back in the day when we voted, like, on that we had the popular vote?
Yeah.
Nobody was voting against us. We could have.
Well, we gave power to the women. We gave power to the... I didn't say anything. You're looking at me like I'm gonna say something. But yeah, so Pussbot 5000, please go on.
So my girlfriend, who is a big...
Oh wait, I was gonna say, we were watching ABCs of Death. Let me finish that story so it doesn't just sound like I'm pandering to people. We watched the ABCs of Death, and it was the one especially where the woman gives birth to a full grown person.
Yeah.
And it was at that point, I think you really couldn't handle it anyway. You, I think, were afraid of Nightmare Before Christmas.
No,
but you walked away on ABCs of Death. especially because that was just so fucked up.
I was playing Pokemon Y during Nightmare Before Christmas. I've just never been a big fan of that art style. ABC's of Death when, spoiler alert, because nobody's going to make it to Z anyway because it's not a great movie.
It's a terrible film.
It's Z for Zygote, and this lady keeps a child in her in her belly for fucking 12 years, yeah. 12, 13 years.
Right.
And then the child then inhabits the body, and like you hear like the spine cracking.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with like, Tales from the Hood. I watched that whole movie and laughed the whole time.
So.
But like that one was like really creepy because then she started like spewing blood out of her mouth.
And guts and organs.
Yeah.
And whatnot.
That was a little much for me.
So. Two things. One, Tales from the Hood, you were confirming, is an amazing film.
Oh, loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
Thank you. Because there's so many people that I tell Tales from the Hood and they just laugh and go, that sounds awful. I'm like, watch the movie. It's great.
It's smart. It's a very smart movie.
A lot of social commentary.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good. Two, that actually was a decent segment. I thought it was a good segment for that movie, ABCs of Death. Terrible movie, but some of those segments were good. I liked it. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Pussbot.
Pussbot. Okay. So, needed horror movies, didn't know horror movies because I don't watch them.
Right.
So I went to my girlfriend Brittany, who I'm sure will get more than one mention on this show.
Well, actually, call this the Brittany show because we'll probably talk about her more than we talk about anything else.
We need to get to anyway. I texted her. I was like, "Hey, I need some movies," and then she called me a pussbot. She was just like, "Tell them you're too much of a pussbot to watch them," and I showed Ace of that because I'm dumb. And
yeah,
that's
a mistake.
And then that's how that one got formed. So we have a
Dolphin Mankey.
Dolphin Mankey. Pussbot.
Onion Head, I've heard thrown around a couple
times. Onion
Head.
That was Zach. Enough said.
Yeah. oh God. What else is there? Dalton the Hedgehog.
Dalton the Hedgehog. That one.
Salty Dalty.
That's the one that's been, that's the new one.
That's
Hunter,
the one.
Hunter loves that
one. Hunter loves
one.
That one. He can't stop talking about it. It's like this season's biggest hit.
Yeah.
Salty Dalty, we didn't come up with that.
It was at my place of work.
Yes.
But yeah, that's, somebody sang it. They were just singing one of the songs and said Salty Dalty and nobody would fucking let it go. And then it got here somehow and they should just be frozen about it. Yeah. Just never.
I want to watch that video again now.
Oh, don't.
I can't think of any other nicknames, but you have about 1,000 of them.
Oh, I'm sure somebody will listen to this, Hunter. We'll listen to it and say a nickname that we didn't get to.
Or give you a new one.
Cause that's what I need.
Now tell me about Dalton the Hedgehog.
Dalton the Hedgehog. That was,
I love it because it's a picture of Sonic. He's really buff. He has a thong on. His genitals are so big. And you should be proud of that one, actually.
Because I'm blue.
You're blue.
Oh, yeah. It's just a picture of that with my face.
With your face Photoshop.
Yeah.
Because I like Photoshop. Actually, don't let them lie to you. I've never used Photoshop. I use Paint. Microsoft Paint. That's all I use.
That's still a program?
It's free.
Oh, that explains
it. And that's why I use it. I like Dalton the Hedgehog. That's a great one. As we often do on things like this, we do have a couple people on Facebook that want to ask you things.
Yeah, I'll see if anybody gets mine. But yeah, go ahead and ask me the first one. I'll see if anybody comments.
Guess who most of them are by?
I'm going to assume that it was Zach.
Yeah, definitely Zach. And
there's 1,000 pictures. I just saw
it. Oh, God, yeah. It's devolved into just a giant meme thing. It's trying to be the most embarrassing pictures of us possible. Me, it's just the one where I'm pointing the finger gun in college, which is actually, I like that picture, so fuck you, Zach. I'm not embarrassed by that. Hunter's, though, looks a little, there's one in particular of him holding up some kind of case. What is it? Oh God? It is. Oh God, starring George Burns. Damn, Hunter looks young.
Jesus. To use one of his favorite phrases. And then we went to the troll. Hunter's just using the troll now.
Well, yeah, because the troll picture of Zach is probably the best picture we've ever had. Because Zach is the best asshole.
He is.
In the world. He said he wants to be the number one heel.
And he is by a lot.
And he is. But now I think he's offended by it. Like, he doesn't want to be the number one heel.
Yeah, he's like Chris Jericho in a lot of ways because he's just
not
like...
Not in a lot of ways.
Okay.
Maybe two.
All right. He thinks he's cool. There's one. All right, so there's one. And then the other one is he likes being hated until... He gets hated too much, and then he's just like, oh, no, I'm fun, Dad. Let me wear this awesome scarf. That's Zach. And then he's like, oh, I'm gonna report you guys, which is going to be Podzilla's maybe third lawsuit.
Fourth lawsuit, yeah. Oh, my God. The pictures are still going.
So do we have, like, actual – oh, no. All right.
I'm sorry. It broke me. Hunter just posted a picture just of a zoomed I can't do the show now. I'm done.
Oh, man.
I'm canceling Podzilla 1985. The network's gone. Oh my God.
It looks like the creepy of, well, Allie may know this because we're a little bit closer in age.
Oh my God.
But it reminds me, it reminds me of the Nickelodeon morning shows where it's just the big face talking to you in between the shows.
Yeah,
that's what,
definitely don't know that.
Yeah.
My you know, what we watched Saturday morning cartoons. So.
Yeah. We had you, oh, fuck. All right. Yeah. Sorry. Everything got worse as time went on.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's just life in general. Mine's the best. Anyway, Zach wants to know, what's up with your hair? Now, for those of you that don't know,
oh, God.
Dalton has the man bun with the gold streak in it.
So you want me to explain both parts?
I guess. I don't know. Zach's in love with you.
I think he is.
Just hit on him.
Does he love me more than John Cena?
No, I don't think Zach loves anything more than John Cena, including his wife or his,
rowdy,
or his god or his dog or anything. Yeah.
The top knot was, which I like to call it because it's not as stigmatizing as man bun in my opinion.
Bun.
That happened because I used to have a different haircut and it went too long and I'm too lazy to cut the length off.
Yeah.
So I started tying it. The blonde streak was because, Seth Rollins for one. That's actually, and that's not even a joke. That's just the thing.
I didn't roll my eyes.
Oh yeah, no. And Asa, here you go. Great, visual gag for the audio podcast. The, hard eye roll for that. And the blonde streak happened because Seth Rollins and my Brittany was getting her hair dyed like violet, like deep violet with a white fade to it. And I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll dye my hair too. She's done it like 1,000 times since we've been dating. I'll do it once.
So that was the first time you dyed your hair?
That's the only thing I've ever done to color my hair.
Cause I've looked through your older pictures because I creep. I do.
Oh, it's the Hall of Unfortunate Haircuts.
You look so different.
Oh, yeah.
Up until this point. You had short hair. You look like somebody I would have beat up. And might still, depending on
how you things
act.
Go.
Yeah. You look so different, and including one of the pics Zach posted, where another gentleman is grabbing your rear.
Oh, yeah.
And he wants you to explain that picture.
Got stood up.
Again, because he's probably jealous.
He's just like, man, I wish I was that
dude's
hand.
Grabbing that ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh man, how I wish that hand was my face.
That's Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
He wants me to Rikishi him. That's what it is.
Please stop. Explain the picture.
That was my senior prom. I got stood up. So that was my official unofficial date. Is that one of my
really?
Best? Oh yeah. That was the joke. That was, one of my best friends from high school, Dane. Yeah. So, thanks Zach for being a dick and bringing up harsh memories from my past.
You know who I went to the prom with?
Who?
No one.
Ooh.
Because I didn't go to the prom.
Aw.
Yeah. And it's not one of those defiant, fuck the prom. I just didn't get to go. And I was really sad because I was homeschooled. So we didn't have a prom. Prom for me was sitting in my trailer drinking a 2 liter of Pepsi and watching Hee Haw.
You and Tanner go to the same school?
I want
to
go home now. Tanner and I did not go to the same school. Tanner went to, I think he went to Caro and I went to Meridian.
Yeah.
And we had a huge feud going. Tanner doesn't fit the mold of a Caro student, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Words we won't say so you can get tagged in this.
Yay, for once. Yeah, people are going to know I'm on a podcast for once.
Yeah, well, I mean, if she can get through the show without saying the N-word to us.
Allie.
Yeah. Anyway, Zach also wants to know, how'd you get a hot girlfriend? And then let's talk about that. Let's talk about your girlfriend real quick. First off, how long have you two been dating?
It'll be 4 years in a couple months.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You two met in high school?
No. We met in college, my freshman year.
You've been in college for that long? How old are you?
I'm 23. I just turned 23.
Oh, you're old.
Wait a minute. How old are you, Shannon?
So you met Brittany and she is hot. She's a very pretty lady.
Oh, yeah.
Very
yeah.
beautiful lady and seems super talented too.
Oh, way. Yeah.
So, I guess Zach wants you to justify that.
Justify it?
Justify why you and Brittany are still together.
Zach, two words. And I think these words have not been allowed on the show for a while. But
uh-oh.
Fuck it, I'm bringing it back. Two words, Zach. This dick. Sorry. Oh, actually, no.
Is Brittany going to be okay with that
no,
answer?
No, yeah. Or, sorry, babe. I'll give you the right answer. No, we met. We were just different enough to make it work. And it was one of those, like, We both have been on quota and saying it that we were just like, oh no, this was like supposed to be like a 3-date kind of thing. And then 3 dates turned into a month and then.
Yeah.
And then a month turned into a year and now we've lived together before. We have a dog. But no, super, super attractive, super talented and a super lucky guy.
And super patient and forgiving because we have put Brittany through a little bit of hell. Well, not us. Not us. It's Zach. Because I started a joke where I was going to take Brittany from you because you were always flirting with Allie. And everyone knows it. You can't hide it.
Oh, yeah. Apparently Hunter noticed it.
Everybody knows it.
Yeah. If Ethan's catching cues.
Is Ethan catching cues?
Ethan caught cues, apparently. This was like whenever you came in last night at my place of work and I made that joke. She told me right before that whenever Ethan is catching cues, that's how you know something's bad. So apparently I was flirting, but I wasn't meaning to flirt.
Maybe I heard Ethan say something about it. Maybe I just block it from my memory because I try not to strangle you. I try not to strangle you. And so far I haven't yet.
Yay.
But I made that joke that I was going to take her from you. And it was a joke.
Oh,
of
yeah.
Of course. Obviously it was a joke. But Zach, God bless him because I love Zach to death.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good friend. I want to get that out of the way now. Zach's a good friend. He's a good man. And I would never say anything ill of him except that he has taken that joke and ran it into the fucking ground like a railroad spike. He has almost stalked Brittany, in a joking way.
Yeah. Oh. Me too.
Yeah. And I hope this doesn't get him in trouble with anyone because it is just a joke.
Oh, yeah.
But Zach has a habit of taking jokes way too far.
A little bit.
In this particular case. And she has not yet filed a lawsuit or filed a restraining order against him.
Well, here's the thing, because I'm on the shows. So, like, it's a conflict of interest. Is she really going to sue the team?
Not us.
Oh, just sue Zach. Sue Zach,
for
babe.
Harassment. Or call the police. Or something. Make an unrelated phone call.
Oh, damn it. You beat me to it.
You going to make that joke?
But it's the exact opposite of that situation because whenever that person whipped it out, it was really big. But if Zach whips it out, it's going to be the exact opposite. So it's going to be an inconspicuous.
You're talking about his dick again.
Yeah, again.
I think Zach has gone on record on the show as saying he has a small penis.
Well, yeah, that's why I know it's not going to hurt his feelings. It can't hurt his manhood anymore, apparently.
Because it's not there.
Exactly.
I'm going to get a phone call after this show. So I want to say to Brittany, I am sorry. Again, I am so sorry that I started that. Is it still going on?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, Zach let the joke go.
I hope so.
Because Zach called me one day and was talking about, let's do exercise videos. Let's get in shape. And I was like, yeah, let's let people pick who Brittany should end up with, me or you. And at the time, I thought it was funny. Now I realize, what a mistake.
No, it's still funny. I want to see those.
Does Brittany find it funny?
I mean, she's not on the show.
Well, isn't she in Germany or something? She's far away. She's not that far.
She's in Carbondale.
Is that it?
She's a state border away.
I thought she was further than that.
No. That's why
I thought she was in like West Virginia.
That's why I'm never in the store on Fridays. I'm always over there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well. Now I don't feel as bad for you.
Oh, no.
Because in my head it was like, oh, poor Dalton. He's in love with this girl and she's millions of miles away, and he never gets to see her. But
don't feel bad for me. You've seen the pictures.
Don't feel bad for me.
I mean, the profile pictures.
And I'm going to punch you in the mouth one day.
Aw.
I was hoping I thought that instead of say it. hey, Hunter has a question for you. Let's stop talking about Zach.
All right. Zach's
done for a second. Hunter wants to know, to both of us, this is a legitimate question.
Oh, cool.
What are your favorite and least favorite things about this year's Dat 2K thus far? You played 2K. Now, we're talking about WWE 2K16. And you played it more than I have. What are your thoughts on it?
Oh, way better. As Asa likes to say, the $60 beta from last year compared to this year. It's way better. A few things I would like, are just kind of nitpicky things. There's still clipping issues, but in any sports games, there are going to be clipping issues.
Yeah.
It's glitching a lot for it being a new game.
I noticed that. Yeah. Zach and I, the first match we played, the referee started floating. He literally floated up through the air like he was going back to his home planet. Yeah. Like his home planet needed him.
I did the, coup de grace from a ladder. And he jumped backwards, but before that, he sunk into the ladder about a foot and a half. Yeah.
I have to ask you about that. All right. Say the name of that move again.
The coup de grace.
Wouldn't it be a coup de grace? It's not a coup.
Oh, yeah. You don't pronounce.
I had a nitpick because I'm a dick.
It's French. I'm allowed to not say the words correctly.
No, you're not.
That's true.
I said give gras. You justification. Coup de, how do you spell it? It's G-R-A-C, right?
It's grace.
Yeah. So coup de grace. Just say it like an American would. Manchy.
I love that Finn Balor and his coup de grace move. He showed that Baron Corbin. What's up? Oh, by the way.
Tanner?
What, Tanner?
I thought Tanner was here.
Oh. no.
Because he's a hillbilly.
No, I get it. Oh, so people would probably listen to, if somebody just listened to that 2 second snip, they're going to think that it's terrifying Tanner Thursday and they're going to be really disappointed.
Maybe I should take that snip and put it at the beginning of the show.
It's a lot better than that first snip.
What'd the first snip say, Dalton?
It was talking about Allie's racism.
Jesus. anyway, 2K16. 2K16. Stay on track.
Okay. Really, they improved on a lot. I wish that the server that they say they have that never works, works. I downloaded one Bullet Club logo, and then after that, it wouldn't work after, like, I couldn't get anything else to work. Clipping issues, and I don't know how they could fix the commentary team, except for making it Vampiro and Matt Stryker. But man, they just don't do a good job.
Who's Derek Morrison, by the way?
Derek Morrison. Oh, if he commented, that's one of my friends.
Actually. Oh, he replied, "I'm good, thanks." So oh, I don't think he has a question for you.
Fuck him.
Apparently, he doesn't want to know about Dalton.
That's one of my people I know from college. He probably knows too much about me anyway.
Like what? Do you have some dirt?
No.
Oh.
I'd be willing to say I'm probably one of the more squeaky clean whistles on the 1985 podcast.
What is that supposed to mean? Are you insulting the rest of the cast? Let's start a feud right now. Who do you dislike the most? I bet I know. But I want to hear you say it. I'm like a cop. I know, but I want a confession. I'm
calling you out, Jesse Kimble.
Jesse Kimble?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Calling him out. Calling my shot right there.
Is that because you made fun of him so much in the beginning?
He's such a nice guy. But no, calling you out. That's heel status, because I can't attack Zach because he's also a heel, and I want to be.
So you want to be a heel too?
Yeah, but I can't attack him.
You're both chicken shit heels. We need a legitimate, like, tough guy heel.
Well, that's what this is. I'm building up to somebody bigger than me to make me a legitimate heel.
You'll never be a legitimate heel. You're way too small. Sorry, kid. You don't have it. The most you can hope for is Seth Rollins at this point. Which is fine, because then the ladies, who do the girls want to be with more? Seth Rollins or Brock Lesnar?
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, nobody wants to be with Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Because he'll suplex you out of bed when you're done. You know?
Whoa, that's a creepy thought.
Isn't it?
I'd much rather be curb stomped after a sexual experience.
So here I am sitting over here all gigantic, and nobody wants to be with the gigantic guy. They want to be with the little fucking puss bot over here.
That would make her Sable.
Isn't Sable older than Brock? Oh, God, it's a reverse. This is alternate world.
Yeah, you're Earth to Brock Lesnar.
I think that may be the greatest thing anyone's ever said about me. Is that
you
I'm
now
Earth
have two
Brock Lesnar.
You have two nicknames now. Get on my level, scrub.
Mr. 100 and Earth 2 Brock Lesnar. I'm going to look up Sable because I want to know how old she is. I think
44.
Okay, I looked up Sable. Here's what it says. The Sable is a species of what?
Okay. No, you're kind of right. You're on the right track.
It's an animal.
Same ballpark. It's a cat. Make that joke where you want.
hold on. She's 48.
Oh shit.
She's 48
and he's like 38.
Hold on. Brock Lesnar, somehow I shrunk
The kids.
No, hold on. Shut up.
The Ant-Man.
Shut up.
Rick Moranis.
Oh, God. I shrunk the font.
Oh, shit.
And I can't say, don't high-five her. Don't high-five her.
God. You're not Tanner. You can't tell me to take it back.
I wish Tanner were here.
Oh, he would make me. That's why I'm not calling out Tanner.
I don't know how to fix this. It's too small. No, don't. Everyone go away. I don't want your help. Jesse Kimble, where are you? But what? What are you pointing at? Don't laugh.
Is he old? The fonts become too old for, or small for his old eyes?
Kill you. I'll fucking kill you.
You know, this was supposed to be like a review show, and it derailed like the second
Zach. It's fine. It's fine. It's funnier this way. Brock Lesnar's 38.
Okay, so it's a 10-8.
So she's 10 years older than him. Which, I don't know. What do you think of Sable? Here's what happens on these shows. We start on one place, and then we end somewhere completely different. So, what do you think of Sable? Because I've always heard that Sable is the fakest, most plastic woman in wrestling, and that I think my friend Jeremy Evers always said she was just hideous. He would never touch her, and we would always ask, "Well, what supermodel is he fucking at the moment?" You know, you've never seen Sable, right? Okay, she's blonde, giant chest, plastic
imagine,
surgery.
Actually, imagine a Playboy bunny, and
pretty
that's
much.
And that's Sable.
Yeah, she's pretty much a Playboy.
A little bit more muscular. I'm willing to say that she was 6 years before her time.
You think she would have done better in the attitude or like,
the youthless aggression era.
Youthless? Is that another joke?
No, God, say it for me. I can't.
Toothless?
Toothless.
Ruthless.
Ruthless.
Ruthless aggression.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she came back though.
She came back to do another Playboy.
So here's what happened. I'm gonna explain it for her because this was always funny to me. So Sable was like the first real woman's wrestler in WWE. Like,
first mainstream.
First mainstream, yeah. Because there was
Alundra Blaze.
Well, yeah, and Sonny, there were bigger stars, but Sable, she was the first Playboy model.
That's true.
For WWE. and she's the blonde bombshell. She was super popular. And then something happened. I don't remember what.
She got in a lot of arguments backstage, and X-Pac shit in her bag.
X-Pac shit in her bag. That's what it was. So she quit, and she sued WWE. And then years later, they hired her back. She came back in to be Vince McMahon's, like, next plaything that he was on screen, like, making out with her and stuff. Because that's what power does. And that's what, when you sell your morals out, that's what happens. So, Sable earned her place in WWE history, or whatever. She was worthless anyway.
I'm not gonna say worthless. Again, I feel like if she came along too early, I think if she would have been in that Lita, Trish Stratus era.
Yeah.
With Victoria and all them, I think she would have strived a lot better, but she got screwed because she had to fight Luna Vachon and Jacqueline, who were legitimate women wrestlers instead of like the supermodels that they were getting to train wrestling.
Right.
So she was wrestling legitimate wrestlers who worked stronger styles, which made her kind of look weak, but I felt like she had a really good look. She had a really good moveset. She had a really good gimmick just being kind of like the, more successful Kelly Kelly of her time. Cause that's pretty much, that was the same gimmick that Kelly Kelly had. It's like, oh, I get naked. That's what I do.
What's wrong with Kelly Kelly?
Do we have another hour?
Yeah, we have. So we still have about 30 minutes.
Oh, for real?
If you want to go there. We've been talking for 30 minutes.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I
know it's like pulling teeth. Jesus Christ. Just get me off this fucking show. Would rather have anyone on the show right now.
I'm going to, need a dentist appointment after this.
Like me and CJ right now.
That would be teeth.
Right now. Do you know what Kelly Kelly's real name is?
Barbie Blank.
Isn't that the coolest name you've ever heard?
It's pretty sweet. Yeah. That, whenever I found that, I'm like you. I think that should have been a wrestling name.
Yeah. But they couldn't market it.
Yeah.
Obviously. Well, they couldn't use Barbie anyway. They got in so much trouble for using Hulk with Hulk Hogan because of Marvel.
That's true.
Do you like Hulk Hogan?
Do I? No.
Think about it. Don't answer yet. First look at my arms. And as they go toward your neck, answer the question.
No.
Fucking bastard. What's wrong with Hulk Hogan?
Alright, what's wrong with Hulk Hogan? Let's just go down the list.
And if you say he's racist, I'll slap you.
That's like the fifth wrong thing with him.
What's the number one wrong thing with him?
Doesn't like to do business with people. Now he does.
He likes to make money.
Well, good for him.
Who made more money than Hulk? Alright, if you were in that situation.
John Cena made more money than him. And John Cena at least, okay.
Oh yeah,
mind.
John Cena's really putting over the younger talent, isn't he?
Oh, well, at least John Cena's willing to lose a match every once in a while.
Hogan lost? Once or twice? To somebody, I'm sure.
Yeah, he lost
his wife.
the kid that Nick killed's parents lost them too.
He didn't die. He's just a vegetable.
Oh, essentially.
That's not as bad.
I just, Hulk Hogan, Sting should have been the third NWO member, but he was like, no, there's money in this. I want it to be me. He should have put over Shawn Michaels because let's face it, Shawn Michaels is, look back at his matches. Shawn Michaels was the way better worker. Didn't put over Shawn Michaels, and Shawn Michaels gave him the biggest middle finger.
Oh, I know. I remember that. The selling in that match was ridiculous. So, but do you really think that Sting should have been the third member?
Yes.
It wouldn't have made as much money as Hulk Hogan. You have to admit, Hulk Hogan was the quintessential good guy. He was the cartoon hero. He was Mr. Say Your Prayers and Eat Your Vitamins. I always used to say Your Vitamins and Eat Your Prayers because I could never get it right.
Because you're a certified G and a bona fide stud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Realest guy in the room.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom. Yeah. Hulk Hogan was a much better. Sting would never have worked. Sting doesn't have that personality.
He doesn't, but.
Plus, your boy Seth Rollins almost killed him.
God, that was a hard thing to watch. But Seth Rollins apologized. That's the one thing about Seth Rollins is he's not a, he came up in that indie style that people just, that's a dying art now.
The indie style? Well, did you? Oh God, we're turning this into a wrestling show, and I apologize to the listeners that tuned in to hear me make fun of Dalton more. Did you hear that they've told talent now that if you want to make it in WWE, go establish yourself on the indies, which is something they never would have told them before.
No, yeah, they would have been go to college football.
Yeah,
play for the Sooners and then tear your ACL.
Yeah, and beat your wife.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what Stone Cold did. They gloss over that fact when they talk about, wrestlers that have done bad things. That Stone Cold beat his wife to the point that he literally had to stop drinking beer for a while.
Stone Cold pulled a CM Punk.
Who?
Fuck. Oh my. Alright. If CM Punk is never in the Hall of Fame.
Why would CM Punk be in the Hall of Fame?
Cause he changed everything. Do you think Daniel Bryan would have had that WrestleMania moment if it wasn't for CM Punk?
Are you saying that Daniel Bryan's success only comes from the fact that CM Punk sat down with a microphone?
Yes.
Oh, that's a bold statement.
CM Punk nudged that door open, and it let for people like Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins to kick through the door.
Look, I'm a CM, I used to be a CM Punk fan. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Before I knew what Straight Edge was, before Punk came along and told me what Straight Edge was, I was Straight Edge. You were Straight Edge.
Oh, yeah. And I still claim to be. Like,
I claim to be again. I lost my way for a few months when I started drinking, but.
Ah, fuck it. I'm not judging you. But no, like, the way CM Punk talks about Roddy Piper, that's how I talk about CM Punk. Like, he wasn't my first wrestler I ever watched, but that's who I identified with. I didn't identify with John Cena.
I don't remember Roddy Piper being a, like, whiny bitch like CM Punk.
No, but he was a smaller guy, and he ran his mouth, and you say what you will, but Punk has been one of the best microphone handlers for years.
He's amazing. He is. But he had a chip on his shoulder. A lot like me. Everyone kept saying, Shannon, why are you so mad at CM Punk when you are a lot like CM Punk? You know, in the way you conduct yourself, in the chip that you have on your shoulder, and the way you work so hard and are underappreciated for everything you do, why aren't you more on his side? And I tell them it's because I still come into work. I still go and do the things that need to be done. I don't abandon everybody because I'm not getting my way. And that's what CM Punk did. Now, then it came out that CM Punk, with the staph infection and I forget the doctor's name, that they misdiagnosed him and they fucked Punk over pretty royally. They said that on Colt Cabana's podcast, but now they're suing them over that because you don't say something like that and not have the evidence to back it up. As I know, as I've got a few lawsuits pending now. So.
Fuck that guy.
What, Punk?
Lawsuits.
Oh, yeah. Fuck those lawsuits.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to attack Punk on this because I was a big fan of Punk.
Oh, yeah. No, and I still am. Like, there was a moment where, and he is the quintessential troll of the wrestling community. Cause, like,
I say, I know the quintessential troll. He doesn't look like CM Punk.
No. Way, way doughier. Oh, shit. Well, he's Mr. Money in the Bank now.
He
has a goddamn nickname. And everybody's stepping in on my shit because he's the nickname guy.
Zach's got plenty of nicknames too. Most of them we don't say on the air. Or to his face. He stopped listening at this point.
We said Zach like 3 times and now he's going to bitch about it.
No, he's satisfied.
Yeah.
He's satisfied.
So anyway.
He's a good guy. I like Zach.
Oh yeah, no, I like Zach a lot too. But anyway, the Punk thing. Oh man, what was I saying?
You were defending a man that shouldn't be defended.
Oh, he was a UFC. This is some shit that, again, annoys me because no UFC fighter has to deal with this, but he's dealing with it in spades. He was doing a Q&A and somebody was trying to call him out to a fight. And, like, nobody's going to fucking do that to Alistair Overeem. Why are people doing it to CM Punk?
But who challenged CM Punk to a fight?
It was just some random dickhead fan.
David Frank challenged CM Punk to a fight.
And Jason David Frank would morph into a pile of shit after CM Punk got a hold of him.
I am pretty sure Jason David Frank would tear CM Punk apart limb to limb. And that's why CM Punk doesn't want to fight him. Because Punk...
No, because nobody gives a fuck about Jason David Frank anymore. Here's what happened. I friended
If Zach Kurgis is listening to this show right now, he's foaming at the mouth. He wants to tear you apart.
Well, that's fine. He's not here. I haven't met him yet. I might want to be friends with him. Anyway.
He's a good guy too.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah. But, like, Jason David Frank is just trying to get his amateur pro MMA career up, trying to call out Punk. Punk is going to make more money doing this. You want to talk about people making money and that's why they're good? CM Punk is going to make way more money in the UFC than he ever will in WWE.
You want to know one of the defining moments of the Podzilla 1985 podcast when people that were my friends are about to turn on me? It's coming up right now because I'm going to make a statement that's going to blast your nips off.
Oh, no, we won't turn. This is just a friendly debate.
It is, but there are going to be people out there right now. You will literally hear jaws dropping when I say this statement.
Okay, yeah.
This statement right now.
Yeah.
CM Punk to the UFC... is Ava Marie to NXT. Just because you really want something and you train hard at it doesn't mean you're good at it. And that's why CM Punk will never fight in the UFC.
You don't think he'll ever make
it? I don't think he'll ever fight. I really don't. If Hunter can pick his jaw up off the floor right now, I mean, he passed out. Well, not right now because this isn't live. Well, it's live because we're doing it live. It's hard to explain. See, the internet, you broadcast it out and then people can listen to it whenever they want.
You know I've been on this show before, right?
What's your name again?
Dolphin Mankey.
Oh, yeah, the Pussbot.
Pussbot, yeah. But no, I mean, I get what you're saying. It's a big publicity pool. But then Dana White's going to call wrestling fake, and then his two biggest pay-per-view draws are going to be CM Punk and Brock Lesnar.
You remember when Brock Lesnar, when he won the title?
Fuck.
And everybody was like, there were so many wrestlers that were saying, finally, people take wrestling seriously. Do it for wrestling and all this. And Brock Lesnar was just like, I don't fucking care about wrestling. You can praise me all you want for winning the title. I didn't do this for you. I did it because I'm that good. And all the wrestlers looked stupid because they thought, here's our guy. Here's one of us. But Brock Lesnar never saw himself as a wrestler. And Punk's the same way. There's going to be so many wrestlers that go, come on, Punk, do it for us. Do it for the wrestling community. He's turned his back on the wrestling community. Which he doesn't care about wrestling anymore.
And I don't blame him. I mean, I have a feeling that he cares about the fans that, like me, that are just like, I'm going to like whatever he did. I bought the Thor comic book he did.
You're a diehard fan.
I'm a diehard fan of CM Punk. Because he's like, and this
I'm
is
not.
Sound.
I turn.
Yeah.
Well, I turn on people. That's what I do.
Heel status. But yeah, like,
I'm the real heel here. I'm the Bobby Heenan of you guys can run around with your little bullshit, whatever. I'm the Bobby Heenan of this group.
Okay, so let's go down this $1 million corporation. Who's King Kong Bundy?
Jesse.
All right. Who's, shit. Who's Virgil? Zach? Let's say Zach.
No, do we have a black guy in the group?
No, but it'd be Zach.
Well, I've got to know at least one black guy.
You know the one hanging on your coattails.
What, Zach?
Yeah.
No. I guess Ethan could be Virgil.
Oh, that's a good one.
Not so much because he's black, because he's clearly not.
No.
But he does hang on my coattails and kind of follows me around and counts my money for me.
Counts my money.
Yeah.
All right, so we got that. Who's Andre?
Jesse.
Whoa, but he's King Kong.
He's King Kong Andre.
But that's two people.
I don't know any other. Oh, Tanner.
Tanner?
It's got to be Tanner. Because who's bigger than Tanner?
So like,
I would say, if I'm a mountain, Tanner's a planet.
He's the moon.
He's gigantic. Tanner has been that big since I've known him, too. When he was 13, he was
6'2", yeah.
6 ridiculous.
Yeah, we figured that out on a terrifying Tanner Thursday whenever we realized he survived the shotgun blast.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
I guess I got to start listening to the show.
Wow, you didn't? That was a good episode.
I know, but when I'm not on shows that I'm normally on.
Oh, it was that episode.
I feel bad about listening to him because I want to be there.
It was that show that you tore apart on the Lost episode.
Well, that's all right. Yeah, that was the day that I hadn't slept. I hadn't slept in, what, 3 days, I think? 4 days?
Yeah, and then you injury. You went down.
Yeah.
You CM Punked it. You had to postpone your debut on Terrifying Tanner Thursday.
I did. And then I got pilled up and went home and went to sleep.
Yeah. And so, they called in who I'm now just going to start calling myself the Chris Jericho of the podcast because I just get plugged in whenever
we need somebody.
Dean and Reigns needs a tag team partner. Old Fun Dad comes out. Turn your phone off.
Look, it's a notification. Well, no, I can't say that on the air. Never mind. No, it was a message. It was a private message.
From who?
I can't say.
Yes, you can.
Also, the status I posted about that is gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
They memed it to death.
I'm looking at my Facebook right now.
Zach and Hunter, market the 27th of October when that real 2K came out.
Oh, here it is.
Oh,
it's,
damn it.
It's under all of those relationship statuses I had.
miss you, Steven.
Speaking
of messy divorces, so that's why you like Hogan. You relate with him.
What?
That messy breakup with you and Steven. He seemed very crushed about it. He's going to take half your shit.
Well, I mean, maybe if he showed me some affection.
I was really afraid on how that was, where that was going.
Oh.
Show you and then ...
He almost kissed me today.
I almost kissed you today.
I almost kissed a lot of people today.
How are you not more mad?
She doesn't care.
That's true.
What I do with my lips is nobody's business but my own.
Good thing she doesn't have a microphone. Anyway.
Oh, God.
So, what's the next string we're going to...
So
Hulk Hogan. All right, let me keep going on this for a second. All right, so Shawn Michaels thing. Let's talk about Impact Wrestling, where he just took a giant...
He did... Look, he swung, and he didn't exactly hit it out of the park. You're attacking Hulk Hogan now because I was attacking CM Punk.
No. We were I was attacking Hulk Hogan earlier.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to get back on that train so we don't completely derail into quietness.
You can't attack Hulk Hogan because Hulk Hogan is forever. Hulk Hogan is... Who's going to be more important to wrestling in 20 years?
John Cena.
Hogan or CM... Shut up. Shut your whore mouth.
As much as I don't want to say it, Cena.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it because as much as I like John Cena, he's been forced down our throats. Don't do the, oh my God, I can't believe he said that face.
Hulk Hogan wasn't forced down our throats.
Hulk Hogan was forced down our throats when we were young and naive, and we didn't know about the dirt sheets and the internet. The fact there was no internet back
Hulk
then.
Hulk Hogan was pushed down our throats when I was Z for Zygote. I don't give a fuck about that guy.
But you didn't know Hogan was pushed down your throat back then. You thought Hulk Hogan was what he was on the screen. We know John Cena. We know that John Cena is being put over people because they decided to do it. And there is a difference. The invention of the internet and the invention of wrestling websites that pull the curtain back on what happens backstage has changed the face of professional wrestling, and it's made people that would have been popular back in the 80s and early 90s unpopular. Look at Roman Reigns. John Cena's the same way. If you had put Roman Reigns or John Cena back in the 80s or 90s and played that same character to a crowd that didn't know what went on backstage, they would be cheered like Hulk Hogan. But because we know that John Cena, we know wrestling's fake. We know John Cena is being put over younger talent because that's what Vince McMahon wants. And that makes us turn on him. And that's why he will never be as important to wrestling as Hulk Hogan was in the 80s.
I'm going to disagree because...
But can you do a long-winded argument like I did?
Yes, because for one, John Cena is going to be the one that transcends it more than The Rock, because I feel like if John Cena does start making movies, he still will wrestle. It may be part-time. It'll be more than Lesnar. But my argument of that is, let's put Hulk Hogan in today's and not even talk about like his racist rant. Let's just make him...
Son of a bitch.
Like, let's just put him not all that bullshit drama stuff in here and just put
just
him as
Hulk
a wrestler.
Just Hulk Hogan.
Just Hulk Hogan, the wrestler.
Yeah.
He's shit. You know...
He's from a different era.
Yeah, and that era wasn't an exciting era of wrestling. Whenever I got the WWE Network,
watch
I was like,
it now, boy.
I do watch it now because of the WWE Network, and I can't watch an old WrestleMania because the matches are boring. They just right, they
to,
are.
To be honest with you, like a couple years ago when they put out WWF Saturday Night Main Event, the collection.
Yeah,
I bought it and I was like, oh my god, 80s wrestlers. I love 80s wrestlers.
No,
this guy,
it's
Macho Man,
City.
Junkyard Dog, and I start watching it, and I legitimately was like, this is awful. I can't watch the matches either, unless it has like Macho Man in it or something. The matches weren't good, but I grew up, I was a child during the 80s.
Yeah.
So I have those rose-colored nostalgic goggles that you may have heard about a couple episodes ago, the lawsuits are over. So I look at it differently than you do. We will never see eye to eye on this because we're from two different generations.
Yeah. And like, your Hulk Hogan would be my
CM Punk.
Well, CM Punk, Stone Cold Steve Austin, who, I mean, Hogan couldn't hang with those guys. If Hogan was in his prime, he couldn't hang with those guys in the ring.
In the ring, no, but I've said this before. Wrestling is fake.
That's true,
wrestling is fake. What matters in wrestling is how many tickets you sell and how you have a crowd eating out of the palm of your hand. You can have a 5-star match that draws 200 people. If you had a choice between breaking your neck for $20 on the weekend or putting on a safe match in front of hundreds of thousands of people and making a ton of money, which would you choose? Now, you would probably do what everyone else says and say, I'd take the $20 because I have a passion for the sport. And sure you do. But eventually, you're going to want to make money, and you're going to want to be bigger.
I would never once say I would take the first one over the second one, though, because even Kevin Owens, the king of the indie darlings, went to the WWE.
Yeah, they all do eventually.
And he's... And Ace is going to disagree with me, but like people like Kevin Owens, people like Neville, people like Zayn, they are changing the landscape. Balor is changing the landscape. It is going, and I'm going to catch shit for this because of what I said on Pro Wrestling Unscripted a few months back, where it's starting to be less bigger guys and more of these more technical wrestlers.
People that you would believe are legitimate athletes.
And again, like I said with Sable, if we would have Jericho, Guerrero, and Benoit today in their prime, we wouldn't need Cena. But whenever we're talking about the characters, not the in-ring performances. When you were little, did a Hulk Hogan promo, is that what you really remember as a kid? Or do you remember Hulk Hogan dropping the leg on Andre? Cause I'll tell you, I don't remember, I can remember Stone Cold Steve Austin, who I think is probably my favorite wrestler of all time. Just because that's like the era that I grew up in was that early era into
the attitude.
Attitude into the newer stuff.
Right.
But like, I mean, I can remember watching him jump off the beard, like, the beer truck, or no, that was the Zamboni where he jumped off into
and attacked.
I remember that. Yeah. That'll be one of the moments I always remember. I'll always remember the beer hose thing. I don't remember the promos. I remember the actions inside the ring. Hogan, for all intents and purposes, was a popular because of what he said. His in-ring work. Tell me Hulk Hogan's moveset really quick.
I can tell you Hogan's moveset.
All right,
really
headlock.
Quick.
There's one.
Headlock, punch, body slam, atomic drop. And leg drop. I think that's big boot.
Boot. All right, so he has 6 moves of doom.
Yeah, and if you can make $100 million off 6 moves, or you can make $10,000 off of an entire repertoire, what would you pick?
Well, obviously the 6 moves, but I'm not.
Plus Hulk Hogan. All right, look at Hulk Hogan. Just look at the man. A physical and yeah, a lot of that was Captain America style, drugged out type thing. I won't deny that. But if you look at Hulk Hogan, there will never be another Hulk Hogan. There will never be another Hulk Hogan.
It's going to be Cena.
Cena will never be Hulk Hogan. You're so cute.
No, because you know what the difference is? Whenever Cena,
Cena's a legitimately good guy.
Yeah.
That's one of the big differences.
You know what Cena's two biggest issues is? He got a divorce and he won't marry Nikki. good for him. Okay. He has commitment issues.
Pause. Let's talk about that for a second. Why would you not marry Nikki Bella?
I could see a lot of different reasons.
I don't. Name one.
That, oh God, for one, I don't think she's attractive.
Well, clearly you're gay. No offense. I mean, I respect you for it. But if you can look at Nikki Bella and say that she's not attractive, then I think, okay, I don't want to judge you like that. That's an unfair statement, but maybe I'm biased.
I can think of a whole bunch of the other divas I'd rather be with.
Who's your number one diva?
I'm going to say Paige, but probably Asuka. Those are my top two.
Physically or just everything?
Oh, man.
Physically. Who are you most attracted to physically? I'm curious.
Paige. It's that younger thing, man.
Well.
She appeals to me because we're the same age.
Yeah. That doesn't work for me.
Yeah, which should make you love.
How old is Paige?
She's like 5 months older than me, so she's 23.
And I think, how old is Nikki Bella? I have to know.
She's in her 30, late 20s, early 30s. No, she's in her early 30s. I think she might be 33.
I'm going to check this out real quick.
Because I watched Total Divas. That sound 33 sounds right.
What is with you people in Total Divas?
Brittany started watching it and she was just like,
It's like a train wreck, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's so much fun. But, yeah.
I look up Nikki Bella and the first thing that pops up is John Cena.
Because that's the only good quality about her. Sorry. Oh, sorry, Shannon.
I will destroy you. Yeah, 31.
31?
Yeah. So, I'm proud of myself.
Should she be, well, I don't know if you guys talked about, I'm sure you have, did she deserve to beat AJ Lee's?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
All right. I don't understand why AJ Lee is popular to begin with. She was good. No, okay, that's a bad statement. I understand why she was popular. Not as popular as she is, though. She was good, but she wasn't great. She had a stretch where she was, when she was crazy. And then they fucked up her character, like they do all characters. And now, who's the new, Paige is like the new AJ Lee, pretty much, right?
They're
trying to make her the new AJ Lee.
Kind of, yeah. Well, she's always been kind of like diet AJ Lee. Like, if you look back, like, NXT.
Vanilla Lee.
Yeah, if you look back at her early NXT stuff, she was the anti-diva.
Now, I know why you say Nikki Bella doesn't deserve it, because she doesn't wrestle as well.
Yes.
She's not as good in the ring. But, again, wrestling's not real.
But she's not even a good talker. You know what? That's her biggest, like...
Was AJ Lee a good talker?
Yes.
Can you tell me a good promo AJ Lee did, other than the one promo she did, where she dropped the bomb?
She dropped so many bombs.
In that one promo, sure. I can't think of a single promo.
Whenever she told Brie and Nikki that wrestling talent wasn't sexually transmitted.
And, you know, that, as funny as that is, that's also, if I was her boss and she said that, I would have fired her.
I wouldn't.
I have a big problem when people, they try to do the cute little, like when, who was it? I think it was Paige, was talking about Nikki Bella and she was like, you can't wrestle. You're a boring wrestler. It's a performance. It's like when Scott Hall would go on TV and say, tonight on WCW, it sucks. This company sucks. You don't say that about, if you're trying to make money, you don't say that about the people you're working with. I want to think that you think they're a threat. I want to be entertained. I don't want you to tell me they suck. I know they suck. Fool me. Trick me for a little bit.
But why? I mean, Nikki Bella has, look at her title reign compared to AJ Lee. AJ Lee, I'm willing to say,
Also, with AJ Lee, she was what? 5'1", weighed about 96 pounds. You're telling me that AJ Lee in any, you want to talk about realism in wrestling and stuff, and that Nikki Bella's terrible in the ring. You tell me how a girl that's 4'1", or whatever she was, and literally weighs about as much as this chair, ever beat anybody like Beth Phoenix, Natalya, people like that. How? Yeah.
I mean,
logically.
Was Natalya a big threat during Nikki Bella's?
No, because wrestling's fake.
But guess what? She was during AJ Lee's. AJ Lee's reign was way more realistic. You know what? You want to know why Nikki Bella had the belt for as long as she did?
You're going to say John Cena.
No. She,
her breasts?
Half. Well, no, I'm not even like backstage politicking. The reason it makes sense to a storyline perspective is because she defended the title 6 times.
The reason it makes sense is because they told you it made sense. Just like they told you that AJ Lee was legitimately a threat to anyone because she's tiny. There's no way a girl that small. That would be like if they had.
No, she's that.
I almost said if they had Rey Mysterio become champion, but they did.
She's that fucking crazy kid at school that you don't fuck with because you know she's fucking gonna claw your eyes out. That's why she was a threat.
Hmm.
And she was an actual wrestler. I'm sorry, Nikki Bella.
Anyone that gets in the ring and wrestles is an actual wrestler.
David Arquette?
Hey, hold on. Now, David Arquette, he gave all that money to charity.
Oh, good for him.
I can't say anything bad about David Arquette. He's the kind of guy that knew it was bullshit. didn't want to do it, agreed to do it finally, and then gave all the money away and said, I'm sorry. Compare that to like,
Mickey, who's kept every dime.
I would keep every dime too.
I would too.
I just think
it's horseshit. I don't think WWE really understands, like, they're cutting their nose to spite their face.
You're saying that they're thumbing their nose at AJ and CM Punk by having Nikki Bella.
Cause Seth Rollins is going to have a longer reign than CM Punk.
I told you about the magazine, right? How they skipped CM Punk's match with Undertaker. They don't even reference it.
Cut out, just completely scrub the guy that gave you two great, like, years of championship reign that they kept undercutting because he wasn't Sheamus or one of Triple H's best buddies.
I'm not saying they're not petty.
There's a lot of problems
with WWE. In fact, I don't actually remember what this argument started as.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah. I like Hulk Hogan.
And we devolved. So.
We got off track real bad. That's kind of what we do here on the show, and the fans love us for it.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be one of your least listened to episodes.
This should be like Pro Wrestling Unscripted light.
Yeah.
You know?
This is what... All right, here's what I think we should do. Once a month, you and I. Crazy booking. Let's just fucking pen and paper and write a month of TV for a show.
You want to do armchair quarterback there?
Let's try to do it once a month where we have you, me, Asa, and...
Zach, or somebody.
That
you
want
to have like a fake booking committee and see what we can come up with.
Yes, because that's something I would like to see or listen to. I would love to listen to it.
You know, crazier things have happened. We've done some really strange shows. We went ghost hunting over the weekend.
I still want to listen to that episode.
Yeah.
Did you get the audio?
Went about as well as you'd expect.
Oh, Helmet just ran into the door, guys.
Helmet, what is it?
Ethan's here.
Oh, Ethan's here. Allie, you want to go let Ethan?
Oh man, I called him Helmet on.
You called him Helmet live on the show. Good for you.
Poor kid. I love the kid. He's a sweetheart.
Maybe we'll get Ethan in here and talk to him real quick.
All right, cool. But yeah, no, I think that would be a really interesting show.
I would be down for something like that.
Yeah, some armchair booking, because that's some shit.
It's got to be more interesting than what they do.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, I was talking to Asa earlier today, and I want to get your, I'll make this quick version of it, but the Undertaker Wyatt thing making sense. Book it for Survivor Series. You have the Wyatt family, the four. You have Kane and Taker, because they just took out Kane last night, apparently. You have Kane and Taker versus the Wyatt family. Throw Randy Orton in there, cause fuck.
I heard Shield.
No, I don't want Shield. Cause I want it for Dean Ambrose. He's crazy enough. He's crazy enough to match up with, to be on the team.
And but they just had Roman Reigns go over as the new number one threat to the champ. So finally, you know who's gonna finally beat Seth Rollins for the title, and you know he's going to.
Reigns. I hope not.
It's gonna happen.
Just cause I love Rollins' heel. But anyway, so you have Dean, and the Brothers of Destruction.
Yeah.
You still need one more person. Corporate Kane comes in and says, or no, Corporate Kane can't. Undertaker cuts a promo on that they're going to bring a demon like they've never seen before. And the fourth person's Finn Balor in the makeup. Because that would be the best way to put Finn Balor in.
Yeah, but Randy Orton. No, you said Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, I changed it.
Okay.
Because he's just crazy enough to team up with those four. It would be a good contrast.
And then while Roman Reigns is reigning over the competition.
Yeah, and you'd still make Dean look strong because he would win. And I even said how the end would happen. It would be Undertaker and Balor against Bray.
Yeah.
And Taker would choke slam him, Balor, coup de grace.
He said it right.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to screw it up twice in one show.
Congratulations.
But yeah, and then that would be the best way to put it. And this is things that I would love to do on that show.
Well, here's something you're not going to be on Pro Wrestling this week, right? I assume Zach's back.
If Zach's back, yeah.
I assume Zach's back.
So if you guys ask me to be on Pro Wrestling Unscripted, I'll be on Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
If I ask you to be on any show, you'll be on it. Because
I'm Chris Jericho.
You just like being on the show. Everybody likes being on the show.
Yeah.
It's okay. Everybody wants to be a part of the hottest thing in Southeast Missouri.
The second I started getting 1,000 names, I told Allie I better start being on a lot more shows for all the shit I'm catching. Cause I need to defend myself.
You catch
myself.
A lot of, you're like the new Nate. We talk about you constantly on every show.
Oh, it feels good. Feels good.
See, Nate did not think that.
I'm the heat seeker.
I would get a message from Nate every night saying, why'd you say that about me? Ethan, come here real quick. Say, give me your Nate impersonation of, I don't,
I don't believe that. You're incorrect.
I don't sound like that. I'm not Gilbert Gottfried.
See, I'm really happy that he started leaving, or I don't know leaving the group, but he stopped being around as much the second I started coming in, because I've listened to the shows that he was on. And I think that I would kind of be a lot like Asa.
The number three show of all time, on this is fantastic network we call Podzilla 1985. Number one, of course, is the SummerSlam recap somehow. I don't know how.
It's a really good show. I just listened to it again recently.
It has three times the listens of anything we've done, which is amazing. Number two is the episode I did about my own personal life.
Which was a really good episode.
It, you know, the more I think about it, the prouder I am of it.
Yeah.
And the more terrified I am of what this podcast is going to do to my life eventually.
Fuck it. Dude, if this is something that makes you happy and it gets that shit off your chest, there's no reason not to do it. It's dumb at that. You're just being a bitch about it at that point.
Oh, God. I don't want to be a bitch.
You should.
I ain't no bitch, dude.
Ain't no
Ethan,
bitch.
Ethan, am I a bitch?
He is not a bitch. You take that back.
Thanks, son.
But yeah, like, if it makes you happy, do that shit.
And I do. And number three is the show that we did about gay marriage and Nate.
That, oh man, Brittany and I listened to that.
It was me, Nate, and Name Redacted.
Redacted.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Redacted's on a lot of stuff.
He coming for us.
Redacted.
Redacted.
Yeah, but, that was a good show too.
Yeah, Brittany listened to that recently. Whenever you were in Pennsylvania, we were in Herman. And I was like, you need to listen to this episode. And we found it, and she was just like, this kid is dumb.
That's the day I made him cry.
Yeah.
That was the day I
haven't cried yet.
You haven't? Well, and I didn't do the thing I've done to Name Redacted and Nate, where when I get really mad on these shows, because occasionally I've gotten really angry. It's not very often I get legitimately pissed off.
Yeah.
But when I get legitimately pissed off, people get quiet. They get scared. And I kind of point the finger and I just stare at you and I yell. And it can be scary when I get angry.
Yeah.
Not like Steven. He's way more intimidating than I am.
But toothpick?
Well, yeah. It's always it's always the little ones.
Oh, AJ Lee. Oh, you just poked another hole in my argument, you son of a bitch.
Exactly. Well, all right. I'm done.
You good?
We're good. We're at an hour.
That's
of just rambling.
Nobody's gonna listen to this.
No one listens to
anything. What's our average, like, or not our, I'm not.
I can't divulge that information on the air.
Can we talk about it after the show?
We'll talk about it after the show. I always told Jesse that part of this podcast is, and I told Lindsay this too, part of it is what you actually do and how you present yourself.
Yeah.
Cause if you present yourself as being important, people will believe you're important. But if you present yourself as, and we've joked about it before, yeah, six people listen to this, no one's gonna care.
No.
Clearly it's more than six people.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I stopped listening to almost all of my other podcasts whenever I started listening to this.
Because I honestly believe that we have one of the best podcasts going. I really believe that. It's a lot of fun to do and the gang does a great job and I'm a great host.
Yeah. I know what you're doing. And you're being sarcastic, like you're acting sarcastic towards yourself in that statement.
What?
But it's fucking true.
No, I know I'm. Let's talk about me for a second.
Well, let's just do the origin of Pussbot getting into the fold here.
If I remember correctly, I was at Hastings once and I knew you were a friend of Ace's.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, me and Jesse were together.
Yeah.
And we were buying something. I don't remember what it was. And you said, hey, you know, I listened to the podcast the other day. Really great job. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because at that point, you knew of me.
I knew of you.
But you didn't know me. I was a random at that point.
Yeah, I missed those days.
But yeah, I started like legitimately as a really big fan of the show. I think it's really, it's a really entertaining show.
And I think a lot of that has to do with me. It's me.
Yeah. Because, no, I'm not even going to take that away
from
you.
There's a reason they call me Mr. 100. I'm a
Mr. 100 episodes a week. Let's just Podzilla 1985 marathon 1 week where we're just like, let's fucking.
One every day. One every 6 hours. Let's just record one every hour.
Start doing live streams. We should just make it just a marathon.
I would love to do that because this show is really good for me. Asa was telling me how good it is for him because it makes him want to be creative again. He legitimately loves to be on the show and I legitimately love to be on the show because it also opens up that part of me that, you know, I love journalism. I love to do stuff like this and I have a decent enough personality. I'm very insecure usually. I always say the person you hear on this show is not the person you get in real life. If you know me at the store, that person's not the person you know that I am in real life. The person that I am in real life is quiet and insecure and is afraid of everything. But on this show, I get to be the person that I want to be.
Yeah.
A badass motherfucker that everybody loves and respects.
And
so
God damn it, do you do it?
I try to do my best.
But yeah, no, like, and this show has brought in me and Asa.
Did you say brought in?
Sorry. Fucking Jesse. Is Jesse here?
No.
Is Funk on a roll? Is it? Is it? Are we going to start making fun of my English? But, no, it brought, Asa and I, like, that kind of, like, put our friendship back together. And that made me really happy because he's one of the more entertaining fun people I know.
I love Asa. And it's a community thing. I was talking about this. It started just for me. This show was just for me because I wanted to do it and I wanted to get my thoughts out there. But it's become a community project now. We have multiple people that work on the show that do the podcast with it. I have at least 2-3 people that are working on the site with art. Allie, Lindsay, Stephanie, to an extent, has done stuff and is going to do more stuff. It's a community thing now. It's something that has brought us all together. And when I leave, it will fall apart. Just remember that.
Jesus.
Okay.
When we go to Hollywood.
When I go to Hollywood.
We.
I don't know if there's room in the plane.
Well, I'm going to take Jesse's new car. Jesse and I are going to drive. Shout out to Jesse.
If he can find his key.
Well, but it's inside the other key.
In there. Fucking Jesse. Fuck that guy. Anyway, let's wrap this up. Dalton, thanks for coming on. Oh,
thanks for having me.
And it was good.
Oh, I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. A little bit more wrestling than I intended, but whatever.
We didn't even get to the game.
All right. Final thoughts. What do you think of the game?
Can't wait for DLC.
DLC is great. I can't wait to play it. Because I've been dicking around on it, but I want to get some serious time in on it, but I don't know when that'll be.
Tonight. I'm going to be up till 3.
I'm going to watch a movie and then probably go home and eat a sandwich and go sleep on my couch. So.
To be continued.
To be continued. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow. I have plenty of time in the morning to work. Fuck. I hate work.
Me too. I work tomorrow night.
Thanks for depressing me.
No problem, Doug.
Anyway, for myself, my special guest Dalton, Allie, who's sitting here, and Ethan, who arrived late for some reason. Why are you here?
I wanted to hear the show.
You wanted to hear the show. Well, you're late, bitch. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you. What did Jesse say he was going to post next?
Tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, Nerd Up. That he's delayed for days because he's worse than I am.
I do want to listen to that shit.
Oh, I thought you said no one listens to that shit.
Oh, no, I fucking love that shit. That's one of my favorite shows.
Why are you winking at me so much?
It's
Jesse, he's joking. He loves it. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you on the next one. Have a great night, and Dolphin Mankey.
Peace.